I received a message to leave my friend's house at such an hour and go to a certain place where a friend would be waiting for me. As a matter of prudence, no names were mentioned. I had no means of conjecturing who I was to meet or where I was going. I did not like to move thus blindfolded, but I had no choice. It would not do for me to remain where I was. I disguised myself, summoned up courage to meet the worst, and went to the appointed place. My friend Betty was there. She was the last person I expected to see. We hurried along in silence. The pain in my leg was so intense that it seemed as if I should drop, but fear gave me strength. We reached the house and entered unobserved. Her first words were, "Honey, now you is safe. Them devils ain't coming to search this house. When I get you into Mrs.'s safe place, I will bring some nice hot supper. I specs you need it after all this scaring." Betty's vocation led her to think eating the most important thing in life. She did not realize that my heart was too full for me to care much about supper. The mistress came to meet us and led me upstairs to a small room over her own sleeping apartment. "You will be safe here, Linda," she said. "I keep this room to store away things that are out of use. The girls are not accustomed to be sent to it, and they will not suspect anything unless they hear some noise. I always keep it locked, and Betty shall take care of the key. But you must be very careful for my sake as well as your own, and you must never tell my secret, for it would ruin me and my family. I will keep the girls busy in the morning, that Betty may have a chance to bring your breakfast, but it will not do for her to come to you again till night. I will come to see you sometimes. Keep up your courage. I hope this state of things will not last long." Betty came with a nice hot supper, and the mistress hastened downstairs to keep things straight till she returned. How my heart overflowed with gratitude. Words choked in my throat. But I could have kissed the feet of my benefactress for that deed of Christian womanhood. May God forever bless her.